neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to the DVC Newscast. This is episode 149 and this is Peter. And this week I have Sue with me. Hey, Sue, how's
it going? It's going great. How about with you, Pete?
It's going pretty good. I think you got a hurricane heading your way, unfortunately.
Yes, we do. Looks like a category 4. And when it hits, it looks like in Central Florida, around here near Disney, category 2. Before it hits Port Canaveral at a category 1.
Yeah, so it's cutting right across the middle there, it looks like, huh? Hopefully everybody's okay down there. Nobody wants their vacation ruined for sure. Also, you want everybody to stay safe. I was just in Myrtle Beach when Helene came up through the Central Carolinas, and luckily we were spared anything major from that storm other than some pretty heavy winds for about a day, but no real damage where I was, so that was good. Because, there's a lot of people in really tough circumstances right now. So we're
a lot of people still cut off up there in the Carolinas. Yeah. And at least down here, the problem we're having is we've been having a lot of rain. So the ground is super saturated. And now with getting more rain and the gusting winds, you worry about trees coming down.
Yeah. So lots of prayers going out for everybody. But hopefully we got some good news here to share with people, and you can listen to what we're talking about, maybe take your mind off the weather.
Happy news.
But before we get to that, we want to say a quick shout out to our sponsor, the DVC Rental Store. If you are looking to rent points for a DVC trip, or you want to try out DVC, like let's say you started listening to the show and you want to find out what it's all about, you can call the DVC Rental Store and you can try renting a stay at a DVC resort before you buy. It's always a good idea to really see what you're getting into. Also, if you're a current member and you want to rent out some points, this coming year, we're not going to be going to Disney as much. And so we might have some points to rent out. And a good way to do it is through the DVC Rental Store. Go ahead and check them out at dvcrentalstore.com or part of the World of DVC website as well. So with that, let's get to our news. And the first bit of news, all our news this week is directly DVC related. Sometimes we throw in some Disney only stuff there, but this week everything's got to do with DVC. So first thing up.
Yep, the DVC Halloween Meet and Treat returns this October. So we have news that Disney is returning a member favorite event this Halloween, and it's the Halloween Meet and Treat event, which takes place at the Atlantic Dance Hall on the Boardwalk. This is actually the third year that this event is taking place. The dates are October 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th. The event actually runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., You can have a member can bring up to 4 guests maximum with them. Members can only attend one of the dates due to the limited capacity. The line can be cut off before 1 p.m. due to capacity. And keep in mind, you must be qualifying members with a reservation at a Walt Disney Resort on the event day. Locals who think that they can just go to the party cannot. They have to have a resort reservation and be a qualifying member.
Though it doesn't say a DVC resort, it says a Disney resort.
So yep, you're right.
It does look like you could have a cash stay and use it.
That's a good pickup on that, Pete. In previous years, they saw a lot of character meet and greets. They had all kinds of snacks and treats and a collectible popcorn bucket. So it sounds like it's going to be a really exciting time. I don't have any stays then. I have a stay this coming week, so I'm a little early. I think Shannon was talking about possibly doing it again this year.
I know they went in previous years. It's a nice event, usually 2 or 3 characters. I know in the past they've had Oogie Boogie and some other rarer characters there, as well as treats. They do say again that they can cut off the line before 1. But from what I've heard in the past, they haven't had to do that. There can be a bit of a wait if you're there at the start. The one thing this year I noticed, it's a lot earlier because I think in the past it was like 2 to 4 or something like that. And now it's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., which I don't know if that's better or worse. It's kind of an odd time. If you're planning to go to the park, it doesn't give you much time in the park before you have to head over to this. Right. Whereas to me, middle of the afternoon was probably better because I don't know about, not everybody does, but you know,
taking a break.
I always take a break from the park in the middle of the day. So it sounded good to me. But this is something, if I was in the vicinity, I would definitely do it. I'm not sure I would come over from Magic Kingdom to do it necessarily. If I was at Hollywood Studios or Epcot, I think I would duck out, go over to the boardwalk area and check it out because I think it could be fun.
I think especially if you have small kids, the 11 to 1 is kind of a nice time to get them out of the park and kind of decompress, and it'll give them something different to do.
Yeah, it's a fun event. I'm glad to see it keeps coming back. One of these years I'll get to do it. Maybe next year, because I think we will be going right around Halloween next year. So if they keep the similar dates, maybe I'll be able to hit it. So our second story is some more information about the Polynesian Island Tower. As everyone I think knows, that at least that listens to us, that the sales went on starting on October 1st, and the resort incentives were released on that same date. Existing members can get a discount of $10 per point off the $225 starting price for 150-point contract, and then it goes up from there. So if you get, say, a 300-point contract, it's $15 discount, so $210. So there is discounts for existing members to purchase direct at the Poly if that's something you're interested in. New member discounts have not been announced yet, but they're usually not as good as those for existing members. And if you check out our show notes, we've gotten all those prices available right there. So if you want to see the different rates, but you have to get to 150 points before you get any sort of discount available for members. It may eventually go down. Usually doesn't go below 100, but often the best discounts are at the start. Right. I noticed these aren't particularly deep though. So that would indicate to me they think the Poly is going to sell pretty well.
I would think so too.
Yep. So we'll see. And then the other piece of news is that Saratoga Springs has opened a 2-bedroom lock-off for the Poly. So if you go over to the DVC Preview Center, if you're interested in the Poly, but you'd like to see what it looks like first before you consider buying, they usually set up a 2-bedroom lock-off over there. And that's what they did for these resort rooms. Everything I've heard about them is the rooms are beautiful. I guess that's no surprise, right? So if you're down there and you're thinking about it and you want to take a look, Saratoga, the DVC Preview Center is really nice. I don't know what other things they have there right now. Usually they have at least two resorts, so I'm not sure if they'll have probably still the Riviera, I would guess.
I would think the Riviera.
I think the cabins, you would probably have to go out to the cabins themselves to check those out. But I bet you have the Riviera and the Poly over there right now. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard much about how the sales are going. And I know you work on the resale end, so you probably don't hear too much about direct sales anymore, right?
Get some news from time to time, but Riviera's moving a little bit slower than what they had expected. But right now, we're even seeing it with the resale market. The economy right now, people be pre-election start to kind of hold off for a little bit.
Yeah, this is, I think late fall usually is a slower time anyways. Yep. Before the holidays, people are putting their money elsewhere. And yeah, for sure. So we'll see how sales go. But to reiterate, existing members can purchase now. If you are looking to buy in as a new member, the for sale date is October 19th if you want to buy direct. And if you want to save a little money, you can still buy a resale contract because those are available as well and they won't cost you quite as much.
Thank you for that.
talk to Sue.
Okay, and we've got some news on Bay Lake Tower. The refurbishment is started and some guests are actually being offered relocation. So the year-long refurbishment at Bay Lake Tower has started, and according to DVC News, some guests and studios have actually been offered relocation to the Contemporary Resort, as well as some compensation along with it. The refurbishment is scheduled to last until next September of 2025, and elevator bank closures have already begun. They've announced that the Skybridge closures are also going to be expected. You're going to have some inconvenience from time to time with refurbishment, but they're trying to get everything done within the year. In addition, Disney just announced that the extended closure of the Bay Lake Tower pool is expected to occur from January to May of 2026. Bay Lake Tower members should be aware of this when they book their future vacations, but members will, of course, be allowed to use the main pool at the Contemporary and the Splash Zone and then the Quiet Pool at the Contemporary as well. It's going to be somewhat of an inconvenience, but boy, I do like that main pool over at the Contemporary. How about you?
It's not the worst thing because that pool's not too far a walk, right. But it isn't great whenever the pool's closed. Maybe in January, it's not such a big deal, but once you get into April and May, we all like hitting the pool, especially if we've got kids along. Yeah, it's something to consider. And this is a full hard goods refurb of this property. This is the first one it's ever had. The resort's been open for about 15 years, so it's actually a little bit behind because of the whole COVID thing, but they're really redoing them. We haven't seen any photos or hints as to what they're going to do. Are they going to put
Murphy beds
in the studios? Because these studios are small. Yeah. So I don't know if they can in these studios, you know. We'll see what happens with the I'm especially curious to see what they do with the studios because I do like Bay Lake Tower. I liked it more than I thought I was going to because I don't like the style very much. It's
contemporary.
Visiting it and just like walking down the hall, it feels like to me like I'm in a hospital. I don't really like it so much. I did like the rooms okay, especially the one bedroom. The one bedrooms are very large. The studios are so small, though. We just stayed, the three of us, for a couple nights, and even just three people in a studio, it was not big enough. Yeah. Sort of wondering if they're going to do a little reconfiguring in there. I mean, well, part of it is the square footage is smaller than most other resorts, but then they put that kind of galley kitchen in there. And to me, that design made the room even smaller. Yep. I'm wondering if they're going to change that, but we'll probably know in the next couple months because it's not like they keep all the rooms closed until they're all refurbished. 2 to 3 months in, you get the first set of rooms coming online and then you start to see what they're going to look like.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing if they change the color of the sofas because when they came out with the tan sofa, the first time I saw it was like, really? Talk about getting spills and dirty. And then the dark wood scratches so easily. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I'm with you on the one bedroom. Love the one bedroom with the two bathrooms. It's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, the one bedrooms are nice. The studios are
small.
Are not great. So we'll see, and they can't do anything about the size of the studios, right? I mean, they're going to be the size they're going to be. We're not expecting them to knock out walls or anything here. But they could reconfigure them. They could reconfigure that galley kitchen.
Yes.
All right. And then in the final bit of news we have about DVC, and this is something that under the category of nothing ever goes away, right? But there's been some information that indicates maybe the Reflections Resort or whatever we would call it coming forward is having work resuming. For those that are newer to DVC, there was talk of building before COVID happened. They were actually had plans and had started digging up and had replaced the old, basically filled in the old River Country area with plans for a new resort over there called Reflections, a Lakeside Lodge that basically was shut down quietly. They never really talked about it. And there really hasn't been any word about it coming back, but there's a new permit that's been filed with the FAA to erect a 240-foot crane on the site of the former Reflections Resort project near the Wilderness Lodge in Fort Wilderness. That's a big crane to like, you know, put in some grass or something like that. Right. So this is with the FAA. Anything over 200 feet has to be approved by the FAA. That's why Tower of Terror is what 198 feet tall and everything like that. Anything taller than 200 feet has to have a flashing light on it and has to be permitted by the FAA. So there's also been several other permits that have been filed over the last few months, which have indicated possible construction in the area. But this really is the most conclusive to indicate that something large scale may be happening here. No official announcement from DVC has been made, but we thought we would include this story because to me, that's a little more than a rumor. And, you know, right. there's permits, this filing to move a crane over there. Something's happening.
Going on. Yep. I agree. Yeah.
And it's not uncommon when a new resort opens that then they start looking at where's the next resort going to go. Mm-hmm. And I know in this case, we still have Riviera and we still have the Poly. So we have two resorts for sale. So I don't necessarily think they're going to be rushing to get another resort open. But I mean, you're going to look 3 years down the road at the rate Riviera is going. It's probably sold out. Riviera is probably sold out in 3 years. Poly maybe a little longer. So they probably got to start thinking about what they're going to do next for DVC.
Right.
I don't know if you've thought about this, Sue. I wondered even before they opened in the cabins, and now that they have opened the cabins and have seen very little interest in them, if they were going to put this resort in and combine it with the cabins.
Yeah. Could be a good idea to do something like that. Yeah.
Right. They made the cabins a trust, which they can use to combine with other resorts. I just wonder if that's something that we could see happen. And it could also make the cabins more popular. Right. I think what hurts the cabins, it's like, this is it. All you have is right. a cabin. You can't stay in a smaller room. You can't stay in a bigger
right.
room.
Right.
You're stuck in a cabin. And not that's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, it limits you. And I think that's a possibility and one that they'll probably consider because it makes sense. You'd be able to have people then stay in a studio, one bedroom or two bedroom, and vice versa. The people buying into the new resort, whatever it will be, if it's a DVC mm-hmm. resort, then they can stay in the cabin if they want to as well.
Yeah. And then it would also potentially solve the problem of you don't really have your own resort pool right. area
or restaurant
or anything like that.
Right.
Or restaurant, right. That then those people would have access. Admittedly, it's not necessarily direct access because it's a little further away, but still you'd have access to your own pool versus just having to use the Fort Wilderness pool.
And if you put the golf cart pad in there, all you have to do is to take yep. the golf cart from the cabin straight over there, which is probably going to be as far as going down to the hoop-de-doo from your cabin if you wanted to.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be very far from hoop-de-doo right. for sure, right? And you said that later this week you might even be in a cabin, although it might depend on Milton, right?
It does. I'm supposed to be in a cabin on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the storm is supposed to hit us on Wednesday morning, and
okay.
they're expecting Category 2, as I said. I haven't heard yeah. anything from Disney. I'm keeping an eye out with Disney to see if they're still going to allow it, because I know in the past when we had the three hurricanes back in 2004, right. that the part of the campground did get a little flooded and you can't use yep. golf carts at that point because they're electric. And I don't know if they really want people staying at the campground, but I would expect that probably right. the day before we'd hear something on that. People coming from out of state, most likely they would move them to a different hotel.
I know in the past they keep all the hotels open for the most right. part, but I think in the past that they've closed Fort Wilderness in general, right. moving people out of there. So was that going to be your first
yes,
stay?
Yes, yes. I wanted to do a YouTube from there. And I was so yeah. looking forward to it. And I couldn't find any two nights together except for this one. And so I jumped yeah. at it, but we'll see what happens. I did also hear that Disney has stopped taking reservations for this week.
Yes.
So they want to leave rooms open so that they can move people around.
Okay. Hopefully Disney comes through okay. I will be actually at the end of this week heading to California for a little bit of a MyDVC points meetup. A group of us are going out there and staying in a 3-bedroom grand villa
nice.
At the Disneyland Hotel. And I know if you are interested in seeing what that's like, I know that Chad is planning on recording an episode from there. So we'll probably be doing a podcast. I don't think it's going to be a live one, but it could be. I don't know. But we're definitely recording something so you can see that going forward. Keep an eye out for that on the podcast network. And please continue to follow us along on the MyDVC Points Facebook community as well. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest goings on with DVC and the DVC community. And then the last thing I want to do is I want to thank our sponsors at World of DVC. That would be the DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Company, and Monera Financial for all their support of the My DVC Points platform. Thank you. With that, I think we're going to say goodbye for now, right, Sue?
And have a good trip next week.
Well, and hopefully you're maybe still able to go to those cabins. So we'll see. Maybe they'll let you reschedule and find a way to get you in on a closer date than 7 months away.
Right. That's what I'm looking forward to. But in the meantime, all of us here in Central Florida have our snacks and our water, and we're all set and ready to go.
All right.
Well, the good news with Celebration, we're on the Disney electrical grid. So,
Oh, nice.
So we don't tend to worry.
That's good. Good for you. All right. Well, so with that, we're going to say thank you all for listening, and we'll be coming back with episode 150 after this trip. So take care, everybody.
See you real soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.